Well, that's where Satan lives. And you can see why God said he's not prepared this for man. He's been prepared for the devil and his angels. He doesn't want us to go there. That's just a little taste of it. I know it's Hollywood, but it's the best we could get. But it was pretty good depiction of it. You know, a lot of people, if there's anybody here that doesn't know the Lord, you know, some people might think, well, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good person. I should go to heaven. And probably you are pretty good. But in comparison to God, and his standards are so much higher than ours, we can't get there by our own standards. It's like this one girl described this sheep she saw against the green hillside, and this beautiful white sheep. It looks so white and beautiful on the green hill. And she looked and said, look how white that sheep is. And then the next day, overnight, it began to snow. And then she got up and she looked at that sheep on the hill the next morning. And now the sheep against the white snow didn't look so white anymore. It looked dingy. So look how gray looking that sheep looks now against the snow. Well, it's like us standing up to God's standards. You know, he says in the commandments, he said, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not kill. All these things, not steal. How many of us can say that we've never stolen anything? Never lied once. He says not to be angry without a cause. He said to do good to those that hate you. Forgive everyone. To do all these things and never miss it once in life. That's his standard. And none of us can meet that standard. We can't get there on our own. It's just something, his ways are far above our ways. And the Bible says, Titus 3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. See, so if we're going to be judged, if you're going to be judged by that standard, God's standard, have you kept that law perfect? Have you done everything perfect? None of us could ever get there. It's a free gift. And we have to receive it freely, because otherwise we're trying to earn something that we could never earn. But somebody might say, well, you mean Jesus is the only way? We've had people say to us, Jesus is the only way out of here? All the religions of the world, all the different beliefs that people have, and you're trying to tell me Jesus is the only way? But yet in life, we come across things all the time that are just one way. The law of gravity in flying a plane only works one way. You've got to supersede that law of gravity by the law of lift. You have to have a wing and the law of lift to make it fly. So this works one way. If a doctor came to you and said you need a bypass surgery, that we got to cut out this artery right here by your heart, you're going to die. If you said to him, well, doc, all the veins in my body, all the different arteries, I don't think you need to cut that one. I think it's cut this one in my leg. You'd sound pretty foolish, right? But you wouldn't question the doctor. Even though there's all these different veins, all these different religions and ways, there's only one true way, and there's only one vein that he could cut to save your life. And why do we trust the doctor for something like that, but yet we can't trust the book that's written that tells us the one way out? And it's so simple. It's Jesus. Proverbs 14:12, though, says, there is a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So if you have another way, it's not going to get you there. You're not going to get there. Revelation 20:15 said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. We all have to repent and receive Jesus, all of us. And, you know, why anybody would not want to receive Jesus to me is just amazing. Why would you even want to risk eternity in the first place? Not to mention that he blesses your life here on earth, takes you to heaven with him. But this place is real. This hell is a real place. It really exists. And it's all through the scriptures. So even if you were someone here that didn't believe my experience or all these men, you'd have to just believe the word. The word says it. So we don't want to go to this place. God hates this place. And he doesn't want one person to go here. Not one. Okay? Everybody understands how much love he has for us. It's just a shame to go when you don't need to. But if I want to have the pastor come up right now, and if there's anybody that needs to know Jesus or recommit your life to Jesus and want to serve him, the pastor can give a call to you to come forward, and I would thank you for hearing me, but please get out there if you're a Christian and witness and share the good news. And if you're not saved, get saved. Yeah. Young people, if you can get a hold of this now at a young age and run with it, the Word of God, and take it and tell people. You can influence so many. You know, the youth is our future. And if they can get a hold of this message and tell the truth, because the devil's out there lying with all these movies that are out and telling people and intriguing people with witchcraft and all the sensational spiritual things. But it's a deception. It's a lie. It's not the truth. The devil is ferocious and mean like that. He's the king of terrors, as it says in Job. And he hates people. He hates everyone. So you've got to take this message. You've got to know that this is the truth. And go out and help save the world and do our part. Amen.
Amen. Amen.